Wouldn't you love to kick back with a great cigar, especially during that cool evening weather? It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch a game, or enjoy a nice evening outside. When it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is the go-to. They've got everything. Whether you're looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoint. They're the go-to retailer for all things cigars, the biggest selection, and they have unbeatable deals and discounts. And we've got one for you here. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order. They've got fast shipping and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. You can shop with confidence knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International makes it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. Visit CigarsInternational.com/Fightful or use code Fightful at checkout for 20% off orders, $50 or more, plus free shipping on your entire order.
Hey everybody, welcome to Beyond the Bell. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by Rich Dambolian back in the studio.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Dude, I was dying this
weekend. I know.
It was brutal.
You were done for the day. How you feeling now?
The worst I was for a long time. I'm okay. I'm fine. Mm-hmm. I had a bad cough. Just brutal cough. It was like a terrible cold. It turned into an upper respiratory thing, and then I, you know, went away.
There's a lot of that going on.
My wife is all about like the herbal remedies. Mm-hmm. So like the onion and the honey.
Oh yeah.
And the oregano oil, and she has some like potion she gives me that tastes terrible.
The Frankenstein's labs of tinctures.
And we were talking about that. Yeah. Your wife has like a Frankenstein's lab of everything.
I built a new bathroom shelf, and then she populated it with all her stuff. And one night I was just like, what the fuck is all this? Like, why do you have Frankenstein's lab in the bathroom?
Keeps us alive.
Mm-hmm.
Keeps me alive. I'm all about those things.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
You know how much weird, unknown herbs I take every day?
Unknown herbs?
Unknown. Nobody knows what
they're not known herbs. They're unknown herbs.
They're unknown herbs. I get it directly from the aliens. Guys, this show's all about professional wrestling and a lot of wrestling to talk about. Monday Night Raw was last night. AEW has their Australia Collision coming up. On Saturday, you got NXT Vengeance Day also coming up. This Saturday, yeah, mm-hmm. SmackDown. You also have, they just announced NXT is returning to the theater at the Garden March 11th.
Yo, I'm pumped for that.
You want to go?
Hell yeah. All right. I always want to go everywhere.
I know. You want to go everywhere.
I want to go everywhere.
I look for a reason not to go anywhere.
I know. We're the opposite in that
regard. We are the total opposite in that. Where do you want to begin?
I guess we can talk about Monday Night Raw.
Yeah, let's do that.
Jey Uso kicks off the show with another...
Oh, last week you weren't here.
No, I wasn't.
I want to get your thoughts on Jey Uso winning the Rumble.
I got bit by Joel Pearl and I turned into Joel Pearl at the full
moment. Yo, I hate when that happens.
Listen, who on that... Okay. These are my thoughts. I'm going to try to make them as succinct as possible.
Okay.
We were so wrong about our predictions. But
what do we predict? Cena. I mean, we went with like the obvious, right? We went with like the Cena and the Punks.
We went with the obvious. There, name another person who is as deserving as Jey Uso on that roster to get that spot.
Deserving or storyline?
Both. Because he's been working. Guy's been working.
Huh.
Right? And listen, this is an organic Daniel Bryan style pop that this guy has been getting.
Yes, yes, very organic. I wouldn't compare it as the same.
No.
Because the Bryan Danielson stuff changed a lot. Yes. Like, it really changed the trajectory, mm-hmm. and he became the guy.
Right.
This is a secondary thing, because obviously they've told us that Cody is the guy, and then the Punk story is a big thing, and the Roman story is a big thing. I would say this is big. Like, it's working. This has worked.
I think because they pulled the trigger at almost an apex of the Yeet stuff, it was the right call.
When did you get behind it? Like, when did you start noticing that, like, okay, this is working? Like, the Jey Uso stuff, he's propelling in a different way than what you would imagine.
The reaction he got when he left SmackDown and came to Raw.
That was it for you.
That was it. As soon as they did that split with his brother and he showed up on Raw and everybody went bananas, it was like, oh, yeah, this guy's there. He's finally there at this level.
You know, there is that charisma, that like natural it.
Yeah.
But, you know, there was, if you were to name, give me like another person. Sorry, I keep hitting the wrong buttons here. Give me another person outside of the Cenas and the Punks that could have won it. You know what? Would have been fascinating to see someone like Bron Breakker.
I think his year will come.
His year will come. There's something very special. I mean, if you're talking about that Rumble overall, and people that stood out, I would say he definitely stood out.
Yeah. I think his time would come. You know, I think I'm going to answer your question a different way. I'm going to answer it to personal preference. And I would have loved it if at some point, maybe in the near future, Sammy won the Rumble.
I think eventually we'll get that.
You know,
I think eventually we're going to. I always said Sami Zayn will not get a title. I'm taking that back. I think he has a real good opportunity to win a world title now.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Professor Chaos says when Jay left and said deuces ooses. Absolutely. That was one of those moments where he was like deuces ooses. And then he showed up on Monday and everybody was like, oh, shit.
Sorry, I'm still coughing here. Still in me. I got bit by that vampire too. No, I on Monday Night Raw, Jey Uso kicking that thing off and people just losing it. They're behind him. They are behind him. And that is great because you created another star that really wasn't in that mix of, you know, who's next to get this.
Right. You would have thought it would have been a Solo Sikoa.
I don't know, man. Or, I think the Jacob Fatu. You know, Jacob Fatu is definitely.
He's winning that Rumble one year.
You know, if you talk about like the Samoans and in that group,
yeah,
Solo's great, but he's really been overtaken by the Jacob Fatu stuff because he's incredible.
I think he's so big, you know, it comes across. Let's go to a couple of comments here in the chat room. Kim Gray says, "Hey guys, I was at SmackDown in Memphis Friday night. All Jay had to do was breathe, and the place went nuts. We were by the stairs. He came down. So much fun. See, like that's something." Very cool, right? Balor Club guy says, I was at the Rumble live and I was in shock that Jey Uso won. My money was on Cena. There were kids in Cena shirts crying on the way out of the stadium.
Wow.
Wow. That's wild. Should we take the super chat?
Yeah, let's take it.
Okay, it's not about Jey Uso at all. Let's see.
I'm sorry. The lights are all broken here. I'm just trying to fix everything while we're doing this.
At job?
No, here.
Oh, guys, New Japan is back. Gabe Tsuji, wow, amazing show. Leave for Brisbane Friday here in Melbourne, going to AEW New Japan. Hope to see Buck Swerve, Hurt Syndicate, and Hangman. That's going to be fun, man.
I think that show's going to be great, too.
I think so, yeah.
But there's so much to talk about with that show, too.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot that went wrong. We'll talk about that.
Oh, hang on.
Hang
on, another super chat. Also, guys, thoughts on the Super Bowl halftime. Serena was ace.
She was crip walking.
That sweet crip walk.
She was doing this.
Yeah.
You want to see him? Look,
I would love to. Honestly, I would love to see you crip walk.
I'm not offending anybody by this, okay? I mean, no offense.
It's
but,
a dance. It's a dance.
But I'm not a great dancer, but they do this.
But you could. Could it's you, a nice could you little... do like the footwork? But nobody knows what's going on in the bottom half.
You don't. There's nothing. That's the problem. Nothing is happening on the bottom half.
On Friday.
I'm all top, no bottom.
On Friday. Somebody's going to have to super chat us to get MG to do a crip walk.
Dude, he does it really well. He does like the hand signs and everything. It's really dangerous.
When he goes to the hand signs, it's a little too much.
MG, put that arm down. Please.
That was a solid halftime show. A lot of layers to it. But this is not the place to get into.
This is not the show, but it's not Mad Men. But it was entertaining. Mm-hmm. I like the rah-rah America.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's all about unity, and that was a nice message. Yeah. We're not getting political here. But here's a big secret about me and Richard.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very serious secret. That's why I called him Richard.
Huge secret.
We are not football boys.
No.
No, baseball.
And basketball.
Basketball, hockey.
Yeah.
I like my hockey. I like my Rangers. I like my Knicks. Not a Nets fan for you, huh? You can't get behind him.
No, I'm going to the Knicks game tomorrow, actually.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm very excited about that.
You are?
Yeah. My Tony's got an extra. So
what time are you going in?
I don't know. I might meet the lady for a, like a bite and then go.
Is she going too?
No.
Okay. Oh, because she's there. So
yeah. She's there. So like he was like, hey, I got an extra. You want to come? I'm like, yeah. Dude.
Go up to the Delta Club. Go say hi to Greg.
Mm-hmm.
He'll hook you up.
He won't remember me.
That was a fun night.
He won't remember.
One day we will tell that story.
What was the thing that he our friend and sponsor called when he got that drink? He got like one mishmash drink, and he was like, "Yeah, this is the go-go juice or some shit like that."
Yeah, yeah, something.
He was like, "This is the Bob special," and you and I were like, "What's in that?"
It's just vodka.
Like, it's like fizzing.
It was just vodka.
It was like shit was coming out of it.
I thought the Jey Uso stuff was excellent. Yeah. Gunther came out, right?
Yeah, that was cool.
I like what they did here. I liked, you know, 2.5 hours for the show.
Yeah.
And it does not feel like it went by really fast. I thought last night's show was a really good show. You are defected again.
Oh, no. What happened?
Oh, no. There you are.
There we go. Okay. I'm back. No. Am I back?
Yeah.
Whoa. I'm about to get transported to the Matrix right now.
What is happening?
I don't know. I think they're coming for me.
Oh, my God.
Guys. All right, keep talking. Guys. You guys, we're okay. Don't worry about it. No, I'm saying we're okay. Nothing's going to happen. We're not getting beamed up yet. They're early. We told them 12:30 today. Listen, I'm down with all the Jey Uso Yeet stuff. I love that intro.
There we go.
It's a very infectious intro. I think Gunther and him is going to work, and Jey is the perfect foil for a Gunther, for that character. You know?
I think we got to not walk. I think the problem is we can't get loud and we can't move.
Great. This is like school all over again.
This is terrible. I'm so sorry, guys. I don't know. We have these $4,000 AJA capture cards and every one of them has turned to shit. And it's not the company's fault because it's an amazing company, but these are just, they're dying.
Yeah.
They're dying on me. Go ahead, Rich. Sorry.
I think Jey Uso is the perfect foil for Gunther because they are polar opposites when you think about it.
Yo, yeah, big time. Big time polar opposites. Yeah. Which I like that. I like that contrast in champions. And I think it's fine when you have Jey Uso as a champion on one brand and then, like, you know, a Cody on the other or whoever as your other guy. You're giving Jey a chance. And that roster is so heavy.
Yeah.
That it's fine, Jey Uso being your world champion and then, you know, setting up and elevating him like that.
Absolutely. So, that being said, does that match close out night one?
I think so. Or depending on what the women's match is, you know. I don't know how they're going to do that.
So, let me get your thoughts on this.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Jey wins the world title at Mania. Right,
Jey wins the world. Okay, we're
fantasy booking. Jey wins the world title at Mania.
Okay,
Cody retains. Do they go after the tag team belts again?
Oh, together as world champions.
Yeah.
You know what? That would be really awesome. I'd be really into that.
Yeah,
I didn't even think of that. I'm into that. I'm into that
because they were tag team champs for a bit. Right?
Yeah.
I think that would be a lot of fun. Or do you want to stick to it traditionally, where you have Jey being the babyface champ? And then either Cody turns or Cody drops it to somebody.
I don't know what happens with Cody in that world title.
It's very interesting, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like...
Because who's his opponent, right? It's not clear cut.
He's had a strong year since Mania.
He's done everything that they've wanted.
Yeah.
And at one point, he's going to get very tired.
Right.
So, do you pull the title and pull it off of him and give him some rest?
That's tough because you created an attraction with him, right?
It has. Maybe it's Cena. Maybe it's him and Cena. Cena wins.
Gets number 17.
Gets 17. Drops it like in the summer, you know, to somebody.
Yeah.
Or doesn't.
And then Cody has to get it back.
And then Cody maybe gets it back or someone else gets it. Him and Roman. I mean, there's so much they could do here.
Yeah. But, you know, it's fascinating to see that Cody has had a year of pretty good momentum with that title run. You know, great matches, great stories.
Yeah, and you know, business did not go down.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of people were questioning whether or not business will be kept up.
Mm-hmm.
I think the momentum that they've had has really shifted a lot. I think, and I don't mean this as a knock to Cody at all, but the momentum has helped Cody tremendously. And obviously, it's not just one person that's going to fill every venue anymore. It's not the Hulk Hogan era. It's not the Steve Austin era. Could Cody have single-handedly filled every arena? No, he probably couldn't, but man, what a great supporting cast he's had.
Oh, forget it. And also, you know, the two things that tie Cody and Jay together in terms of fandom is that they are both, like, kids love them.
Kids love both.
Kids love both.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
And I think that goes a long way in WWE. That has always gone a long way in WWE. Look at Cena, look at Roman, look at your top guys from the last 20 years.
Yeah.
You know, apart from Austin.
Kids and women.
Yeah. Kids and women. Roman, kids and women. Cena, kids and women. You know?
I don't know. Does Cody have that? Does Cody have that female effect?
That's a good question. I do know, like, he's very beloved by dudes and kids.
But not women.
You know? I've never really paid attention to that. Like, do you think, like, women just hate Cody?
I think it's the neck tattoo. I think it keeps them away.
Ladies don't like that neck too?
Yeah.
You should get a neck too.
What should it be?
Me.
Just you? Oh, man. This is my twin.
Me right here, and then MG on the other side. Damage Control defeated Judgment Day. People were saying that Io Sky had been buried, but she's not.
She's incredible, by the way.
She's awesome.
Yeah, she's really good.
Elimination Chamber qualifying match. Bayley defeated
Lyra. Oh, but wait. Before the match, Io would tell Rhea.
Yeah, she's coming for her. Yeah.
So, I mean, could that be the match? They would have an incredible match.
I wouldn't mind it, to be honest with you. Yeah.
No. I'm saying, could that become... Yeah, I know it's scheduled, but, like, could that have been a Mania match?
Yeah.
You know, would that have been enough?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think both. I think any match at Mania with Rhea is a big match.
Is a big match, yeah.
Yeah, I think she's reached that level.
Yeah.
Bayley defeated Lyra Valkyria for the Elimination Chamber qualifying match. AJ Styles came out, cut a long promo. He was on screen for quite some time. Talked about how difficult it was to return from his injury. He looked awesome.
He has slimmed down. Mm-hmm. He's not as big as he was when he came back. Yeah, remember that? That
huge.
And I think part of that was maybe that was the problem. He got a little too big.
Yeah.
He looked incredible. I mean, he still looks great. The guy's 46 years old, right?
Mm-hmm.
Still doing this.
Yeah.
I mean, it is actually incredible. How many times were we told or read, right? We read this and saw it. By the time this guy is in his 30s, he's not going to be able to walk anymore.
They've said that about so many wrestlers, but the 46 now is different than 46.
Totally different.
20 years ago.
Totally different. The cryogenic therapy that everybody's doing, the peptides people are on, TRT is not
therapy.
TRT is not this, like, drug.
Right.
You know, I think what's happened is people have realized this is an entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
It's not MLB. It's not NHL. And obviously, anabolic steroids are really terrible for you, but you don't have to do an anabolic steroid
exactly
to maintain your body. Kim says, Cody is good with the girls.
Cody's good with this girl.
Oh, this girl. Yeah. See, one girl. 199. There we go.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you, Kim.
This girl. She's a Cody fan. What is happening here?
Does the neck tube bother you at all?
What is happening?
I moved my hand a little bit and it just...
Oh my God. Hold on. Let's go under the table.
It got a little screwy.
You know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to turn this into a one shot for us.
Oh, great. Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right. You talk just into the
abyss. A little bit easier. This is going to be an anonymous video.
This is the anonymous video.
Yeah, it's like Monday Night Raw was fun. Once we figure out these technical issues, guys, just let us know in the chat room. Like, how are you feeling about Monday Night Raw on Netflix so far?
You get to see behind the scenes of me walking here.
Yeah. All right. Beautiful.
All right. This works.
Excellent.
All right. Let's do it this way. Isn't that better?
Great.
All right.
So, yeah, AJ's looking really good. Gets interrupted by Dominic. AJ ends up clearing the ring of Dominic and Carlito, which sets up a match next week.
Yeah.
Very fun. Rhea Ripley confronts Io Sky again, tells her they have a title match at Raw after Elimination Chamber. Great. Punk comes to the ring, cuts another promo about participating in the chamber. He's interrupted by Logan Paul, who eliminated Punk from the Rumble. Very interesting here. And then you have the men's chamber qualifying match, Rey Mysterio versus Logan Paul. Solid main event. And the New Day attacks Rey to end the show. So is the Mania match Punk versus Jake Paul?
I don't know. I mean, that's, you know, that's setting up. I mean, we did actually. What show did I do where I said he should interrupt him? Do you remember that?
I don't remember. It may have been last week on Beyond the Bell.
Might have been.
MG?
It was either last, or it might have been on the radio show.
MG, are you there?
This is a weird shot. Do you see this?
It is a weird shot. I feel like the camera needs to move like here.
I can't do it. I'm tethered into the wall.
Okay.
All right. It is what it is.
We'll I do like it though.
Yeah. We'll figure it out. I don't know what's happening here. Sorry, guys. My apologies. Yeah. So that's the setup here.
So Logan Paul, Punk at WrestleMania.
I don't think so.
Is there a chance of Punk main eventing WrestleMania?
I don't think so. Okay. Oh, maybe. Maybe. I mean, we'll see what Elimination Chamber.
Does Punk win Elimination Chamber? Well, if you win Elimination Chamber, you get the belt.
You get a shot.
You get a shot
at the other belt. Yeah.
Okay.
So it could be Cena.
Okay.
It could be whatever.
Roman. That's going to be a stacked Elimination Chamber. So what are you thinking? Cena, Punk, Roman, Logan Paul, and like two more guys?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Drew?
Did they announce the qualifiers? All of them? And, MG? There's one more left.
Okay.
One more left.
It's going to be fun.
Next week. Yeah, that's next week. Yeah.
It's when I get, when Mania season starts, which is now, I get very excited.
I do too. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. I could zoom in a little on this camera.
Sure.
While you talk, right?
Yeah.
Going to the lineup.
The lineup for next week. Monday, February 17th, Men's Elimination Chamber qualifying match, Seth Rollins versus Finn Balor. Great. Women's Elimination Chamber qualifying match, Roxanne Perez versus Raquel Rodriguez. That should be fun. AJ Styles versus Dominic Mysterio. That's going to be a good one. Penta and Pete Dunne also wrestling next week. That's a decent little feud for Penta.
For Penta? Yeah. Yes. I think that's a fantastic feud.
But now it's working.
I got that one.
Sort of. This is pretty interesting. WWE is set to premiere Legends and Future Greats, LFG, this Sunday on A&E. This is part of WWE Sundays on A&E. Booker T, Mickey James, Undertaker are competing against each other to find the next big superstar. It looks like it's patterned after The Voice.
Yes. I'm curious if it's going to be a good show. I'm curious at that. Is it going to be a good show? This is much better, by the way.
Yeah.
A little tighter now.
Yeah, that's I've seen clips. That's good. That's really good.
All right,
I've seen clips, but it looks fun. Like, all that stuff looks fun. All the A&E stuff looks fun.
Yeah. So we got releases in WWE and AEW. This is interesting. So WWE started their releases. First, Sonya Deville, which I'm surprised about. I'm surprised about Sonya because she... Not renewed. Yeah, but maybe that's her choice. I don't know. But she was a really good ambassador for stuff. They were sending her out to do a bunch of things.
Yeah.
Cedric Alexander, which we broke that story when he got signed. Akam,
yes.
Razor, Paul Ellering.
Yeah.
Arthurs of Pain.
The Arthurs of Pain. This is the second time they got released, right?
This is the second time, yeah.
Duke Hudson, Blair Davenport.
Yeah.
Giovanni Vinci. I feel like you could see Giovanni Vinci's writing on the wall.
Yeah, when they split everybody.
Yeah, when they split Imperium. Gallows and Anderson, second time for them. I feel like those guys are going to be the most fine, always.
Yeah, well, they made a lot of money on that main roster.
You know, and now they're going to do their part three of their indie show stuff.
Their podcast.
Yeah, their podcast. Yeah. Those guys are going to be great.
Yeah.
And Electra Lopez.
Yeah.
So, question for you now.
Yeah.
Are we allowed to fantasy book?
Well... Okay, go to the AEW,
yeah,
right?
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Let's go into that.
Miro versus Cena.
100% they're going to have to do that if he goes back. So Miro, Ricky Starks, and Malakai Black all were given releases. Mm-hmm. They were released from the company. This now, is there a 90-day release? I don't know what that means.
That's a good question. Well,
I have not read on what the...
Cedric posted his saying...
See you in
90. See you in 90, I think.
Okay, so they probably have 90 days. WWE has 90 days, but how about everybody else?
Is it possible that Ricky Stark shows up on NXT tonight?
I don't think that's possible. Mm-hmm. I think there's time.
Some kind of like thing?
Yeah. AEW does not have a 90-day on their release. Okay.
Interesting. So, sorry. Where would you put these guys? Where would you put Miro, Ricky, and Malachi?
I would put Malachi with Andrade. I would have them do that match.
Mm-hmm.
Miro, I would see Cena. What a great foil for Cena.
Bring it back again, right?
Cena wins the world title. First competitor is Miro. He comes out on the first night.
Yeah, comes out on the tank.
There you go. First night of Raw, whatever that is.
The interesting thing about Miro is I feel like WWE fans wouldn't even think of his AEW run. They would just be like,
what AEW run?
They would just be like, yeah, they'd be like, oh shit, Rusev's back, you know?
Well, like what, you know, all three of these fascinating, but more so is Malachi. Sorry, I'm just really congested.
Both of us are just all over the place today.
Miro and Malachi mm-hmm. are the two that really interest me because,
yeah,
they had such potential. Mm-hmm. Malachi, I mean, we were talking that Malachi Black could become, Aleister Black could become AEW champion.
Yeah.
And it would be great.
Yep.
Because you would see the return of that NXT run that was so strong mm-hmm. and he would have so many people to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And it did not go in that direction.
Yeah.
Miro came into that company on a ridiculous gimmick.
Yeah.
He was the best friend, uh-huh. right? Or the best man.
Whatever it was.
Yeah. And then he was a video game guy.
Yep.
And then he did the Redeemer stuff, which was pretty wacky, but mm-hmm. cool. It right. worked.
Yeah.
I crush, you know, whatever the hell he was saying.
Mm-hmm. Eternally, my sins and my soul are burning.
Yeah.
That is a very genuine Bulgarian accent.
Yeah.
And I know because my grandfather is from Bulgaria.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay?
So,
but they did nothing. Mm-hmm. And is this that, you know, Miro? I mean, the story is that he didn't want a job. I don't know how accurate that is.
Right.
I don't know if that's the truth.
That
I mean,
he didn't want to job.
It's wrestling. Right. It's all pretend.
Yeah. Listen, if the writing on the wall is that if Punk is welcome back,
everybody else is.
Everybody's yeah. welcome back. You know, Miro might even be welcome back with an apology saying like, hey, sorry about that cuck angle. Whatever you want to do, man.
I got it. You ready? You know? Miro comes in as Cena's spoil mm-hmm. and they start a program. Malachi comes in against Punk.
I would love that.
What a program.
I would also argue for Malachi Cody because their feud in AEW was effing
Malachi
banging.
Cody, Miro Cody.
Yeah.
And then Ricky comes in. I don't know where you place Ricky because he'll have some challenges for size.
Okay.
He's a great talker. He's a great worker. Where do you position him? I don't know.
NXT champ. Throw him in with those
I don't
guys.
Know. Or does he go to the main roster? Does he want to go to NXT? Is he an NXT guy?
I feel like he would fit in so perfectly with those top NXT guys.
Oh, I think
it's not
be
a knock
there.
On him. It's just, no. I think he could work some magic with Ethan Page and Obafemi and like Trick and all the rest of those guys.
Hassan in the chat says, how many times did Miro lose on AEW? Someone said one time. I don't remember, but I mean, that's possible. I can't remember him losing much. On the WWE release mm-hmm. side, I would say if you want to build your tag division up in AEW, mm-hmm. I think Gallows and Anderson, and I think Akam and Razor with Paul Ellering would be a great act. People may not find that to be a good answer, but yeah. I think that would be a decent act because their tag division is lacking.
Well, I'll agree with you, but also that AEW roster is massive.
Yeah.
Do you really want to add more people?
I mean, who are their top tag teams right now?
Hurt Syndicate,
okay. Who else?
I guess
FTR.
Technically the Bucks.
Technically
right?
the Bucks.
FTR.
Yeah.
You still have...
I have three right now. So we got Hurt Syndicate, FTR, and...
Private Party.
Okay. Not a top act.
Guns.
Could be a top act. Mm-hmm. Not a top act.
Okay. Well, no more Penta and Phoenix.
No more Penta and Phoenix.
Buddy and Brody.
Buddy and Brody, that's a good tag team.
Buddy and Brody,
yeah.
And we have a $2 here. Buddy and Brody been cooking since the problem gone.
Since the $2.99.
Okay,
so that's four.
Right.
You got four teams.
Mm-hmm.
You could use two more. You could use three more.
Now they tried it with Gallows and Anderson. Do you think that bridge has been burned because they took the WWE deal and not the AEW deal?
No, remember, they were floating. They were there during a pandemic. Yeah. Remember, they got released during a mm-hmm. pandemic, and they floated from TNA and AEW. They did a couple things.
And New Japan.
Did they go to New Japan at that
time? Yeah, because Anderson came to Raw with the Never belt.
Oh, that was after. After. Yeah, when they reopened things. But no, I don't think there's any negativity.
Mm-hmm. That'd be interesting. But that's a good tag team. That's a good tag team to feud with the Hurt Syndicate.
That's a great tag team to feud with the Hurt Syndicate. Yeah. Yeah. As for the rest of them, I don't know. Duke Hudson, mm-hmm. Blair Davenport, Giovanni Vinci, Electra Lopez, Cedric. I mean, Cedric is a tremendous, tremendous wrestler.
Bringing Cedric to the Hurt Syndicate.
Wasn't he in it?
Yeah, he was.
There you go. Great.
That's kind of like, yo, that's a no-brainer right there.
And here's another side. Mm-hmm. I know I'm going to get this message. Why do you want WWE guys going to AEW? Okay?
Yeah.
Pro wrestling is a very small business, no matter how big you think it is.
Yeah.
You know what's even smaller? Pro wrestling on television.
Yeah.
To make it to that level and be on TV, you are generally the best of the best.
Consistently,
yeah. You are the best of the best, generally.
Yeah.
For the most part. Obviously, there's anomalies, right? Yeah. Like that weird guy that was in SmackDown. Remember him? The weird guy who was feuding with AJ. What was his name, MG? The weird indie guy.
The sweaty men guy?
No. Skinny. James Ellsworth.
Yeah, that's who I was thinking of.
The what guy?
He said, I love wrestling big sweaty men or something like that.
Is that what he said? I don't know.
That was him, right? He said that.
Except for him. You know, that was a...
Yeah, but that got it.
Whatever that was.
He effed that up.
Oh, big time.
Yeah.
So, I would put him there. There's not too many guys on the roster in pro wrestling that could wrestle at that level. Yeah. You could put him in a Hurt Syndicate. It doesn't hurt anybody and makes it even larger than it was. Gallows and Anderson, do I want to see them as tag team champions? Maybe. Not,
why not?
Maybe not. But these are guys that have been on TV for a long time that have a dedicated following that could put on some decent matches.
Absolutely.
And get people over. Same goes for Akam and Razor. These are big guys.
Yeah.
I think you don't have too many people that size.
Paul Ellering's daughter's in AEW. I think with the plus of getting a Gallows and Anderson is also they are great on the mic.
They're also They're entertaining. They're very, very entertaining.
Very entertaining.
Sex Ferguson. You don't want to see Ferguson challenge for the title?
Yeah.
That's all I want to see.
Chad Too Bad and Sex Ferguson.
Do you know Chad Ferguson? Sex Ferguson is my favorite
alternate
character for anybody. I bought that stupid high spot shoot interview he did in character hysterical. The entire time with Domino. Yeah. Wacky.
That's hysterical. Let's see, I'm trying to look in.
Hold on, I got a message. Yeah, AEW has a ton of tag teams. Brody and Buddy, yeah. The Outrunners, great.
Outrunners, your favorite.
MXM, good tag team, not a top act.
Yeah.
The Acclaimed, they're done.
Great tag team.
Bobby and Shelton. The Von Erichs, you know what? Young, but not there yet. Mm-hmm. The Bucks, FTR, the Grizzled Young Vets, they're not doing much in the Gates of Agony. But you need to position these people in a spot that's getting them over, and they become recognizable.
Who are the guys that just recently teamed with Elias? Who's Elijah now?
The Righteous. Yeah, Righteous.
I'm looking forward to that.
No, he was great.
So here's the
What happened with that?
You know what I think is going to happen?
What?
Did you see that? MG, I'm sorry. You can cover your ears for this one. Did you see that Enzo came back?
I did on the Jericho cruise.
On the Jericho cruise?
Why would you not do it?
I would think once Bill turns, you get that tag team again.
Him and Enzo versus
Jericho.
He brings in Enzo for like a one-off to see how it goes. And it's Jericho and who Jericho team with? Oh, what's his name? The Cowboy.
Yeah. The Bad Apple. I think you're inevitably going to get an Enzo in AEW. That reaction on that boat.
I think that'll happen.
I think it's going to happen. Sorry, MG. I know you're not an Enzo man.
I know they have a lot of tag teams, but you need to position these tag teams as growing.
Yeah.
Or that they're like the Private Party experiment was a terrible, terrible experiment.
Do you think so?
Oh, I think it was terrible. Not because of the talent. They're great. They're good.
Armand says Dustin and Sammy also.
Dustin and Sammy, but that's a Ring of Honor thing.
Yeah.
You put the title on people that you had not convinced that they are good challengers.
Yeah.
And then it was a dud.
Leo Rush and Action Andretti. There's another one.
Who's going to show up first, Shane or Enzo? Imagine together. They both do that stupid dance. They both do that stupid jib jab walk, right?
He comes, he's got the money, and I bring the funny.
Oh, my God.
They start dancing a little bit.
They start doing this.
This dance. Listen, Enzo,
what is this called?
I don't know what that's called.
Is that what Serena was doing?
The crip walk. I think you should definitely
learn how to do it.
Learn how to do it.
That would be pretty funny.
Yeah. Don't make it offensive, though. The pop that Enzo got on that boat was pretty good, you know? And they haven't teamed together in ages.
Yeah. So I don't know if that means anything.
Yeah.
But we'll see.
We'll see. Listen, I'm hoping for it. I wish Jonathan was here to back me up on this.
Oh, he would love this. He would love this conversation. AEW Grand Slam this Saturday. The story of this show is one of the most fascinating to me.
Yes.
My argument with that person from WBD, they're saying TBS. I'm saying TNT. They're saying TNT. I'm saying TBS.
That's wild. So, Grand Slam Australia, this will air Saturday after NBA All-Star Weekend on TNT.
So, like 10:45-ish.
Yeah. And it's
10:30-ish.
But are we getting a live feed or no. Is this taped? This is taped, right?
Taped like hour, like the night before.
Now, is this a pay-per-view for us or a pay-per-view for everybody else in the world?
It is not a pay-per-view.
Okay.
It is
just a show.
Just Collision.
Okay. So
it is a 2-hour Collision. But this was supposed to be 3 hours at one point.
This is a good card, though.
It's a great, yeah, it's fine.
Mercedes Moné versus Harley Cameron.
Okay, great.
Jay White.
They've got great stuff. That Harley stuff is great. I'm totally into that puppet.
Harley's awesome.
I love a good puppet act.
Yes. Harley's awesome. Mercedes versus Harley.
Rich does it to me, but we can't show it on the show.
We're not allowed to. Brisbane Brawl, Jay White and Cope versus the Death Riders, Moxley and Claudio. AEW Continental Championship, Okada and Buddy Matthews. Kenny Omega and Will Ospreay versus the Callis family, Kyle Fletcher and Takeshita. And Mariah May versus Toni Storm for the AEW Women's Championship. Toni Storm gets it back. That closes the show.
Yeah, you put the title back on her?
Okay. Yeah, put the title back on her. Does Buddy Matthews beat Okada on his
I can't see that
home
happening.
Territory?
I don't know.
Do all the Australians go over?
Some have to lose.
Jay White's technically from New Zealand, right?
He's technically from New Zealand.
Different country. So does Jay White and Cope lose to the Death Riders?
I think Jay White and Cope win in a Brisbane brawl. I think Okada wins.
Okay.
I think
Omega Ospreay win. Yeah.
Maybe Mariah May retains.
Okay.
Maybe she retains.
This is a solid. Listen, this is a very solid card, and I mean,
Tony's from New Zealand, so
yeah. Is she? She's from Australia.
I'm looking at it right now. Toni Storm is a New Zealand-Australian professional wrestler. She was born in New Zealand. Maybe she moved. Maybe she moved. Yes.
Dave,
she took part in the tryout camp in Melbourne. You know what? Toni should win. Toni should win this. And she should close out the show.
Let's address this comment in the chat room because it's interesting and I want to find out more. Dave Schneider says, you guys are pretty out of touch with the AEW audience.
Why?
Yeah, why? I would like a more elaboration on that, Dave. It's fine. We're not going to make fun of you or anything, but like for some feedback. Yeah, I'd like to know why.
Yeah. I want to know why. Because of my tag team question that we should bring in bigger guys?
Maybe because we're in our 40s.
Guess what? That AEW audience is dwindling. It is dwindling right now. What audience? And I watch every week happily. I watch it.
Absolutely.
I don't complain about it, but you got to figure out something.
Do you think it has a lot to do with overexposure of wrestling?
It is. Listen, it's the same thing with New Japan. Everybody loves New Japan. Oh my God, the Kenny Omega and the Young Bucks and the Bullet Club, because you were getting it once a week.
Right.
Or not even. You were getting it like once a month. Uh-huh. You would watch a pay-per-view. Now you see it all the time. You got to book it differently.
Yeah.
The AEW audience, the core audience will watch irregardless of what they're putting on.
So you have Monday Night Raw. You have NXT.
Yeah.
You have AEW on Wednesdays. You have TNA on Thursdays. You have SmackDown and AEW No, you don't. You just have SmackDown on Fridays now.
SmackDown
right?
on Fridays, yeah.
And then Saturday you have
ROH on Thursday. Thursdays.
Saturdays you have
Collision
and a possible pay per view.
And a possible.
Right? So this week
and or a pay per view.
Yeah. So this week you're getting like a large show in place of Collision. It's a lot of wrestling.
Yeah.
The AEW audience doesn't want guys like AOP. The audience started dwindling the more they brought in and focused on WWE guys. The fans don't want that.
That's not true. I don't believe that.
Yeah. I think a good actor.
The
is a good
the fan. It's not about the. It's about the creative, not the person, not the physical right. person. So you are saying that AEW does not need people that are large in size,
right?
You just want high level work rate people.
Tracy Lawrence, AEW is wrestling, WWE is spectacle. You guys are in touch.
Yeah, AEW is wrestling, WWE is a spectacle.
Yeah.
But you can't mm-hmm. just say someone shouldn't be hired because they wrestled in WWE. That's insane. It's a small business. There's only two big-time money-making promotions in professional wrestling yeah. in the world. You go to Japan for a shot
yeah,
and make some money. But you're talking about creating something. I'm not saying put AOP over.
I think that
and have them win the world titles, the tag titles. I'm saying utilize them to get people over. You have an impressively large act.
Mm-hmm. I think we're also beyond the point of the AEW audience booing WWE guys.
No. I think that resonates heavily with a core audience.
Do you think so?
Yeah. There is this disdain. There's this disdain for anybody that is in that company for many people.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I see it all the time. It's actually right. great. There's tremendous disdain. The same for AEW. Like, there are real psychopaths out there
well,
when it
yeah.
comes to professional
I'm not,
wrestling.
I'm not talking about those people. I'm talking about, like, the live crowd, right? They embraced Bobby Lashley and Shelton Benjamin.
They're the most over act yeah. that they've had in a very long time.
Because it was, like, no booze, no nothing. It yeah. was very much like, oh, the bad boys are here.
Yeah.
You know, like, these fucking badasses are on TV, and they're in front of our audience. I think AOP would be embraced in a certain regard. I don't think they would get booed, you know? Yeah. I think that also stems from, like, the Jericho thing, because Jericho still reads as a WWE guy. Even though he's been so gone from that company, I feel like people still have it in his craw that he is the ultimate WWE guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. It's very fascinating. We got a super chat here yeah. from Tanruza again. Thank you very much. What drinks do I have for you guys this weekend?
Oh, what drinks?
I'll take an old fashioned.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I love a dirty martini.
I know you love a dirty martini.
Oh, man, but the problem is I become a crazy person.
Yeah. It's the salt.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fangs salt, come out. Dude. The fangs all come out.
You get real sassy.
Yeah. Listen, my whole point is, it's not... It's the booker, mm-hmm. it's the agent, it's the producer, it's yeah. the creative that creates the star.
Yeah.
You could have all the Omegas and the Ospreys and the Swerves and the MJFs and the Hangmans. That's mm-hmm. great. You have your core.
Yeah.
But you also need people that have years of established presence on television. Yeah. You need a balance. Do I hate that Jeff Jarrett is on TV? Does Jeff Jarrett do anything for AEW ratings? No,
no.
Probably not. Do I hate that he's there? No.
Yeah.
Because I think it's interesting. I want to see
pro wrestling.
It's pro wrestling. Yeah. The same goes for Copeland.
Yeah.
You need veterans. Yeah. Nobody was complaining when Sting was there.
Yeah.
Everybody loved Sting. Why? He's a guy that's been on TV for 40 years.
Exactly.
This guy was Everybody doing, loved it.
This guy's jumping off a ladder with his son.
Everybody loved it. You can't generalize these things.
Yeah.
There needs to be a balance, and right. sometimes the balance is off, and that's when it's bad.
Yeah.
But if the balance is good, if you can make it good, you should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it totally makes sense to have high-level talented people. Who else are you going to bring over?
To help that roster?
Yeah, in general, with pro wrestling. Like, who can you bring over?
Well, who's around? You know, the indies are starting to pick up again.
I mean, listen, it's such a high level.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a high level that you need to put on to be on TV like that.
Yeah.
You know, we're seeing the struggles of Penta.
Right.
In WWE.
Mm-hmm.
Are all the cameras blinking now?
I think we're screwed. I think the Penta thing is going to be interesting because they know what they have. They have that commodity with them. He's probably going to be the guy to retire Rey Mysterio.
You know what? That would be that you turn him heel and then you do it. You know, you could do that.
But you still need that one final tag team run with Dom and Rey, I think.
Do me a favor, Rich. Underneath, can you disconnect that HDMI that's going into that? You know what? I'll just turn it off here.
Okay. Anyway, let's get back on track here. This is a question from Paul Anthony Moss.
Yeah.
AEW TV has been hitting its stride, good matches, feuds, and pacing. Do you attribute this to anything in particular? Certain wrestlers not being there, certain wrestlers now being there? I think creative has gotten a lot, from my perspective, I think creative has gotten a lot more tighter.
For AEW.
For AEW.
I think they've done, I love the Swerve stuff.
Yeah. How do you feel about the Moxley stuff? Do you think it's run its course? Do you think that whole
thing? I want to see where it goes. Yeah. I don't know where it's going. So I'm letting it play out. Mm-hmm. And they could, I don't have that hate towards that program. I just think that it's not going anywhere. I also don't like that your world championship is not displayed on television for months.
You know, I feel like there's a philosophical argument to that being good.
I don't know. I good matches and feuds. I think the match qualities in AEW, the match qualities are always good. The pay-per-views are always good. I have not watched an AEW pay-per-view where I said it was bad.
Yeah.
The TV is generally my favorite TV to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Dynamite and Collision. I sit down and I watch Collision every Saturday.
Yeah.
Because I like the feel of the show.
It's a fun, tight show.
It's a fun, tight show. My kids enjoy it. Actually, my kids watch Collision with me. They don't watch Dynamite because it's Wednesday. They have school the next day. My kids go to bed at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm. As soon as they come home from
school. Put them away in the pantry.
They got a little Harry Potter closet.
Yeah, that's it.
This is another one that's kind of interesting, too. This is from Brian Michael Smith. What are two ways that AEW can improve?
Improve. Okay, so I'm gonna ask you a question. Improve in what sense? You're talking.
Improve in what sense?
You're talking improve as far as like market reach.
Mm-hmm.
Improve as far as the television goes. Two very different arguments.
You know, there's a lot of arguments there. And is it improvisation? Where like I always feel like they drop the ball with merch. I'll give you a good example.
Penta mask.
Look what WWE did before the guy debuted.
Yeah.
And look what they do when the guy's on TV. They go to WWE shop right now and get your own Pentagon, blah, 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 blah. How many people probably were like, yo, this guy looks fucking cool. Blah, blah, blah. I'm on my phone. I'm ordering like three of these. Right. Yeah. Or when Cena has a new shirt, you know, I feel like in that regard where, you know, I think every wrestler from every company should have cool effing t-shirts.
Brian says the television. It really comes down to booking more than anything else. They have the talent. They have an insane amount of talent. But what are you going to create? Here's the biggest problem. Okay.
Yeah.
As far as AEW ratings go, it is what it is. I would like if I'm just, don't take this as anything, right? And the conversations I have with WBD, that I've started to talk again to them because I hated professional wrestling for like 3 months and I didn't want to deal with this shit anymore.
I don't think you hated professional wrestling. I think you hated what came with
this. Making a Twitter post and then all these people that do not understand how anything works telling me I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, I'm reporting a fact. Mm-hmm. Like, this is, I've seen it.
Yeah.
Their ratings, WBD is not disappointed ever. Mm-hmm. They've never won. Their ratings are solid. First run sports centric programming, 52 weeks a year.
Yeah.
4 hours a week on your TV.
Forget it.
It is such a unique product that you don't have that anywhere else. What is a 52-week, 4-hour content product? The news?
The news.
The news.
Mm-hmm.
There's no sport that runs year-round.
That's wild, too,
There's no TV show that has 52 episodes a week, a year. I'm sorry, more than that.
Yeah.
Right? Game of Thrones goes on at 6 episodes.
Right, right.
You got to do this for 52 weeks out of the year. You got to create captivating content. So it's a very unique product. As far as the ratings go, no problem. AEW, they're fine right now. But should they be a little higher? Yes.
Yeah.
Should the buzz be a little bit more positive? Yes.
Yes.
What can you do to change that? A must-see TV angle.
What do you think that's subconscious?
And I'm not a booker. Yeah. I'm not a store. I'm not a creative. I'm not on that side at all. I'm a business guy and I'm a marketing guy.
Do you think, what made you think that? What happened that made a lot of that AEW crowd turn on AEW?
Because
you're getting match quality like nobody's business.
I'm going to give you two things, okay. Right? There's one that we see,
right,
and there's another one that is the real issue. People get into something for a certain amount of time, and then they exit. And you need to constantly refill that well. How many people do you know that watch professional wrestling? Your friends are my friends that watch it. They watch it for like 6-7 months, and then they disappear for a little bit, and then something, oh my God, dude, I saw a clip, and then they come back.
Yeah.
That is recycled viewership.
Yeah.
That AEW did not really recycle. People came in. A lot of disenfranchised people came in when it first happened, and it was hot, and the product was different for the time. The wrestling was really different than WWE, and they stuck around, and then you had CM Punk show up, and that continued it, and you had all these who's next to come in, and then things settled, and so did the attendance, and so did the ratings, and I don't think it settled necessarily because they started producing bad TV. I just think that they got over the honeymoon phase.
Yeah.
What we have seen is a blatant shift in perception due to social media negativity.
I agree with that 100%. I also think AEW is a perfect example of, like, I have never been disappointed going to an AEW show.
We've gone to endless shows. Yeah. I mean, I've lost count at this point, and I've never been disappointed at a show.
Yeah, they're always fantastic. I think people should go out and see the shows, you know, and experience it live, as opposed to...
Dude, we took Hunter to his first AEW show. He went to the Hammerstein Ballroom. That kid had a blast.
He had a great time.
They also do not... here's the other side, right? You need to grow your younger viewership.
Yeah.
Right? You need to be cool. And they got cold.
Okay.
It's every promotion is like this. Ebbs and flows. How many times have we talked about, in the history of this show, how many times did WWE get hot? And then got cold, and it got hot again, and it got ice cold, and then and then it got really hot again
for years.
They've
been on and up for the last like 5-6 years.
I would say 2021 it started.
Yeah, they're starting to do interesting things, right? We got another super chat here. This is from QB.
This is fun. Keep sending them.
This is from QB. Cope beats Mox at Revolution. AEW books Double or Nothing in Toronto. Omega versus Cope for the AEW championship to draw the house. What are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, Omega and Okada is the match at all in, right? So I don't think you're going to put that title on Omega.
Not right now.
The world title right now. Yeah. I think having him with that Continental... Intercontinental.
The Continental belt,
maybe he could beat Takeshita, right? He could beat Takeshita and get the International, and then he could win the Continental, and he could make the Intercontinental.
I would be very happy with the debut of the Intercontinental belt. I feel like Cope, they need to put that belt on Cope for at least a little bit, you know, just to add to the lineage of that belt, right?
Yeah.
The trouble with that is Moxley is a what? 4-time champ already? 5-time champ?
Mox?
Yeah.
4?
Because he's, at the end of the day, Mox is still the ace of that company.
Oh, yeah. Listen, that guy's been the backbone from day one.
Yeah.
And again, that's what we were talking about, right? Like, how did it get so hot? Moxley comes in. Yeah. Oh, my God.
Destroys Kenny.
Yeah, Moxley comes in. You got Kenny Omega. These were things that people had not seen, and they wanted to see more. All AEW has to do is, I mean, it's like two hot angles. That's it. And it'll grow. It'll start growing. But You need to figure that out. I'm not a booker. I'm not a matchmaker.
But you can do some nice armchair booking, sure.
I also don't subscribe to the mindset that, you know, people like Mox and Jericho are in Tony's ear too much and they're guiding him away from other ideas. I think there's a lot of people giving ideas to Tony, and Tony's going with whatever direction he feels that is right. And sometimes it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's okay. If you were to tell me Bobby Lashley coming into this company,
forget it.
I would have been like, you know what? I would have maybe put that WWE guy should not be on that show hat on, but it's working right now.
Don't get us wrong. Also, we love watching AEW and WWE. What we're talking about is just kind of like not.
Yeah, but I'm pretty honest about what I gravitate towards.
What you like and what you don't like.
I like the spectacle of WWE. My kids love it.
Yeah.
And I watch. I mean, obviously, I watch it because we cover professional wrestling, and I don't have a bias against it.
Right.
But I prefer the AEW product because it's a little bit more raw.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Listen, if it was up to me, I'd sit down and watch old Mid-South all day.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to see that. You know?
Right. Yeah. We know. We have a buddy who can educate us on that. Professor Chaos says Jaleel White for the Intercontinental Champ.
Yo, can I tell you about that great series I found?
Go ahead.
Who is it? Jaleel White?
For the Intercontinental Champ.
Oh, I'm into Jaleel White for the Intercontinental. Did I do that? That's his finisher.
Yeah.
Did I do that? Professor Chaos, quick. Quick,
boom.
Dude. He got it, dude. Mm-hmm. He got it. Historically speaking, okay, I stumbled on this. It's a real deep dive into the old days of pro wrestling before like the big boom. Fantastic stuff.
What was the name of that again?
Historically speaking with Matt Ryan.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm into it. Do you want to do some more questions?
Yeah, let's do some.
Guys, send us your questions in.
If you guys are having fun.
Yeah. If you guys want to send us some questions, some statements, we'll read them. If you want to super chat us, you can do that too. Your question will be answered first.
No, I don't want to cover the NXT show real quick. All right. You know what, Rich? Run down it.
What's the... Vengeance Day.
Talking to myself. It's that man in my head.
It's the worm.
The worm. Bobby Kennedy's worm. It's come to me. You want to hear him?
Did you buy Bobby Kennedy's worm?
Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, please.
Hold on.
Thump, thump. Thump, thump. Thump, thump. That's all I do.
Yeah, see? You could hear him.
He's the worm. Let's talk about professional.
You know who
wrestling.
Does a good Bobby Kennedy? My son.
Yes.
There's a bomb in the car, Cheryl. The CIA is trying to murder my family. God. That's what he screams running around the house.
Ethan Page versus Javon Evans.
All right, cool.
NXT Women's Championship. Julia versus Roxanne Perez versus Bayley. Awesome.
All right, cool.
NXT Women's North American Championship. Hang on a second. Fallon Henley versus Stephanie Vaquer. Great. And the NXT Championship, Obafemi versus Grayson Waller versus Austin Theory. That's going to be fun.
Okay. So this is a great example of wrestling that I know a lot of people love.
Yeah.
I can't get into it anymore. I can't get into NXT anymore. I can't.
Oh, you know what? I've been enjoying it a lot
lately. I'm full.
You're full. That's a good way to put it.
I'm full.
You're full.
No knock. Yeah. I'll go back. I watch it. You know what? You know how I watch it?
Yeah.
I put it on at work, and it's on when I'm doing my Excel spreadsheets and trying not to unalive myself through the window. Because I'm just looking at spreadsheets all day.
But you love spreadsheets.
I love spreadsheets.
You love Excel.
I don't like it when it's red,
though.
You
love sheets?
Ooh, no sheets for me.
You don't like sheets? You're an Excel guy?
I'm a straight-up Excel guy.
Wow.
Straight-up Excel.
Professor Chaos says, I'm like the only woman in this chat, my guys. No, I think there's a couple of ladies in there. Yeah, there's Kim. There's a Jennifer Vicenzo Bustamante here.
Do you have a social security number too while you're at it?
Guys, send us your social security numbers. Give us your address and social security number. Let's see here. Yeah, Japan himself. I also can't. I'm full too. Sorry, NXT. No connection to these random people
Random
names.
I'm sure I am. But again, it is appealing to a very different audience than the AEW audience. It's appealing to a younger audience. Mm-hmm. And it's working.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. You know what I didn't watch heavily? Lucha Underground. I watched parts of it. I thought they were fantastic. I was full. I couldn't commit to watching that every single week.
I was in and out of it.
You were really... At one point, you were really into it.
At one point, I was really into it because it was like such cool stuff. And then to have like that insane Vampiro match.
Oh my God, yeah.
That was wild. Like, I never thought I'd see that in like a million years.
Listen, you know, things change. Like, Ring of Honor is another one. I watch it because it ties into AEW, but I'm full. How much wrestling can I possibly consume?
No, you have to watch all the wrestling and then be on Twitter 24/7. I'm not calling it X.
You're back to Twitter.
It's back to Twitter.
All right, do you want to go back to the old way it was spelled?
How was the old way?
There was no, I think it was just consonants, no vowels.
Oh, interesting. It was just like TWT.
TR.
This Week in Radio Tech.
This Week in Radio Tech. Kirk Karnak with This Week in Radio Tech.
Ed Toro. What? This is a good one. MG, if you can pop these names up while I ask this question, that'd be fantastic. What are your thoughts on the silly, stupid names WWE trademark for NXT talents?
They do that all the time. Mm-hmm. It used to be names that you would find in adult films for a long time.
Sure.
Now it's like bonkers names.
Yeah, we're...
Tweedly Hammer.
Listen, I'd pay good money to see Tweedly Hammer. If Tweedly Hammer had one of those like strong guy mustaches.
Yeah, Tweedly Hammer and Francis Schumacher.
Francis Schumacher. Let's see. Okay. We'll get back to that because we got to have the list of names in front of us. This is an interesting one. This is from Joseph Dominic. Why does nobody know why Cody left AEW? It's wrestling's biggest unsolved mystery.
I think
money.
I think a lot of people know why he left.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think he still has a relationship with those guys. You know?
I think he's a smart businessman.
Absolutely.
And that is why he kept the rule. Listen, he was given a crazy opportunity in WWE, right? The money that was probably offered to him and a guarantee of becoming the world heavyweight champion in the biggest professional wrestling company ever, you would say no?
Right, exactly. Like, nah, dude.
He has a young daughter.
Yeah.
He has to secure her for future. Yeah. No matter how much Cody loves professional wrestling. And by the way, this is a guy in 2016, 2015, he was done. He was doing the indies.
Yeah.
He was paying for rings out of his pocket to support professional wrestling because that's how much he loved it.
Yeah.
But he wanted to become an actor. Yeah. I don't think he saw the trajectory of his career changing to going to AEW and starting this company and
making that bet with Dave Meltzer.
With Dave Meltzer. I don't think any of that was, you know, happening.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an unsolved mystery. I think the people that know.
Yeah. We'll never know.
Obviously, there's rumors on why, but the reality is bigger paycheck, bigger stardom, and more security. And he also made that stupid stipulation that he can't challenge for the world title.
Right. And listen, if you're Triple H, don't you want a guy who's accomplished that much in a little time frame to say, hey, not only can this guy be our guy, but he's going to be a coach in the future. He's going to he's going to help people out, you know?
Listen, could he ever go back to AEW? Why not?
Yeah, why not?
He left on a great story because the story that he's telling is that he wasn't appreciated. He was getting booed. And he left. And
never
he didn't
say
want,
never.
Never say never. Listen, never say never about anything in pro wrestling.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to get some kind of shift within the next few years, too, where you get, like, you're going to get these big, fun debuts for both sides.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
I think the excitement is great.
Yeah.
It's fun. You should enjoy this.
Absolutely.
Don't be a Siskel and Ebert all the time. Don't be a Siskel and Ebert.
Let's see. Where'd you list the names?
On the bottom of the...
I don't see.
It's under Vengeance Day.
Vengeance Day. All right. Okay. You ready?
Yeah.
Osiris Griffin. All right.
What is an Osiris Griffin?
I feel like it should have just been Osiris.
I'm sure they'll cut the last name.
Hayes Jameson. That sounds dirty.
I saw his film once.
Oh, yeah?
I would not recommend looking it up.
Trill London. All right. Some of these are very ham-fisted. Harley Riggins.
Harley Riggins. That is such a pro wrestling name.
Harley Riggins sounds like a racist.
Is that a girl or is that a boy?
I imagined a giant, like, Southern guy.
Southern guy with a mustache, yeah. Harley Riggins?
Summer Sorrell.
Summer Sorrell.
Okay.
Okay.
Jax Presley.
Jax Presley is such a WWE name.
Mason Holiday.
They love that name, Jax.
They should be that should be a British guy.
Mason Holiday?
Yeah. Oh, Mason Holiday.
That's Australian.
Whatever.
M-A-S-Y-N, Mason.
Could be a lady.
Uh-huh.
Draco Knox.
That should
gotta be a dragon.
You know who that should be?
Who? Darby Allin?
Darby Allin.
Tate Wilder.
Tate Wilder. I think we've gotten a bunch of Tate Wilders there.
Yeah.
Braxton. I feel like I've seen that name in like Deep South.
100%. And
Florida Championship.
Braxton Cole.
Braxton Cole. Okay.
Chantel Monroe.
Did they just release Braxton Cole?
Yeah. Chantel Monroe.
Okay.
Aria Bennett.
Aria Bennett. Okay.
All right. I mean, they're not like, I think, who are you going to attach these names to? You know,
I mean, it's better than a Michael McGillicuddy.
Oh my God. It's way better than Michael McGillicuddy. But you know what? Like, I would love it if one or two of these names were just like occupations, you know, like the beekeeper.
The bee. They all, well, wasn't one was a winemaker, wasn't he?
They had like a wine guy.
What's his name became a wine guy? The vintner.
They had a vintner?
They had a vintner. You know who the vintner was?
Mm-hmm.
What's his name from the Wyatts?
Who?
Not Brody.
Big Red?
Big Red, yeah.
Wow, that's wild.
He was a vintner. How about Kenny Omega? What kind of name is that?
Right. If you saw that name on this list without seeing the guy's work, you'd have the same reaction.
Or you'd
right?
be like, oh, that's the best name.
Yeah.
Kenny Omega.
What's the best name on here?
All right, let's see. What's the best name on here?
Harley Riggins.
Jax Presley.
Uh-huh.
Probably the most normal.
Yeah.
Braxton Cole. I like how that feels. Mm-hmm. Darko Knox.
Draco.
Oh, Draco Knox.
Darko. Like Donnie Darko?
What is that? Osiris Griffin?
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
I like Osiris Griffin also.
He's your next world champion. The new world champion, Osiris Griffin. No. I don't like that.
Well, because you need your a wrestling name has to be chantable.
Mitch Mitchell,
right? Mitch Mitchell, the beekeeper. I'm the beekeeper.
The beekeeper, Mitch Mitchell.
I'm gonna buzz.
I'm gonna buzz you.
Let's see. What else we got here? With Balor Club, with WrestleMania 41 being Cena's 17th Mania match, I feel Cena wins at Mania. What do you guys think?
I'd like him.
Why not? Yeah, why not? If anybody's gonna take that title off of Cody, why not? But imagine if Cena wins. Takes the title off of Cody and just gives it back to Cody.
Here's another one. What the hell is a CM Punk? He's even said if he thought that it was going to become a thing, he would have changed his name.
Yeah.
But would you like CM Punk or Phil Brooks?
CM Punk. I think because of the person.
CM Punk.
A person can make any name work. You know?
A person can make any.
Like, would you prefer Mean Mark Callis or The Undertaker?
I you know, listen, it's all... I can tell you every one of these names is stupid.
Would you prefer Big Glenn Jacobs or it's Kane?
It's Kane.
It's Kane. How many Aussies will, was from Ed Toro, how many Aussies will have wins in Grand Slam in their home country this Saturday?
I'm going to say two.
I think everyone except for Buddy.
Except for Buddy? Is that what we're going with?
Braxton Cole sounds like a baseball player.
Braxton Cole, he's signed with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hurts Donut, Bend Over, and Seymour Butts.
I like Seymour Butts.
Mike Hunt, classic.
Mike Hunt, mm-hmm. Helen's son.
Mm-hmm. We thought Big Bill was stupid. Tracy Lawrence says that.
I'm not a big fan of Big Bill.
Yeah.
No, I like the guy.
Yeah. I still think they should.
Large William should have been the name.
Large William, I think they should have gone with Big Billions and made him like a rich guy.
Big Billions.
Yeah. And just make him like pay everybody off.
What's another? Crumple what's up another? Money. Give me another terrible wrestling
name. You know, like
when
you do at the bar, when you crumple up hundreds and just throw them at people's heads?
Ugh.
Get out of here.
Now pick that up.
question for Andrew.
Yeah.
What are some good late night spots to hit in Vegas during Mania Week?
Sapphire.
I'll be there Saturday through Monday. Is the pool open for Sapphire?
No, it's not open.
Okay.
Late night spot. I mean, there's so much, dude. There's so much to do in Vegas. I can't even go to any one of those casinos and go to any restaurant. I mean, it's one of those places, like, I can't even give you an answer because there's so much to do.
Everything's awesome.
Everything is awesome.
And big.
I'm not going this year.
Yeah.
Because these people decided to run WrestleMania on Easter weekend.
Right.
Which is so insane. So I'm not going. Mm-hmm. But listen, it's Vegas, man. It's freaking best.
Yeah. There's a lot to Vegas that people don't realize.
The walk is a lot more than you think.
Yeah. Besides the Strip, there's a lot more of to Vegas than the big shit. There's also like Old Vegas. You have the Neon Graveyard, which is a lot of fun. A lot of the old places are still up and running and like wildly more inexpensive than like the bigger casinos.
Yeah.
You're not much of a gambler, right?
I like to gamble. Mm-hmm. I'm not good at it, so I don't do it.
I agree with you. I think I feel the same way about myself.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind gambling. I'm just terrible at it.
All right.
That's it.
Yeah,
we're done. All right, guys. Love you guys. We'll see you all next week. Bye-bye for now.
TTFN.
Working hard is worth it if you're seeing results. And when it comes to working out, the same thing is true. You want the maximum benefit in the time you have, and that's exactly what Tonal is built for. And with their latest iteration, Tonal 2, you can ensure your workout is more tailored and effective than ever. Tonal's at-home strength training system uses adaptive weight to learn from your movement and set the optimal weight for every move, adjusting in 1-pound increments up to 250 pounds, challenging even the most advanced users to push their limits. You can also experience a full body burn with the new Aero HIIT workouts, the perfect blend of heart pumping cardio and strength. Plus, the new built-in Smart View leverages a high resolution camera that lets you see yourself during your workout, analyzes your movement, and provides real-time coaching, just like a personal trainer. Right now, Tonal is offering our listeners $200 off your Tonal purchase with promo code 200TONAL. That's Tonal.com and use promo code 200TONAL for $200 off your purchase. That's Tonal.com. Promo code 200TONAL for $200 off.